Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to get some barks from the dog pound right now. On the line, we got Daryl in Cleveland. Welcome to CBD.
How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Right, bro.
I'm here. My main concern, I got two, matter of fact, is T.J. Ward, for one. I know he's a big hitter, but he don't know how to tackle. It's like he just forgot about the fundamentals of playing the position that he played. Number two is Brandon Weeden, as far as him not looking off on the receivers that he's throwing it to and making a crisp pass at a timing manner. It doesn't seem like he worked out real good with his wide receivers. And I would like to hear what y'all think about my suggestion.
All right.
Well, you know, until it's proven otherwise, and based on what the body of work, let's start with Weeden, what the body of work is so far. Yeah, you know what you're saying is pretty fair. It's timing and understanding, making your reads, making good decisions. A lot of that were areas of struggle, especially through the second half of last season. And I thought, again, of the young quarterbacks that played last year, and we'll have, again, two of them on the field Sunday, Weeden struggled a lot more. I thought both of them in some areas struggled a lot, Tannehill and Weeden, with the read progressions and maybe didn't progress as well in that area of just getting the ball out of their hands, understanding the timing. I think some of that timing issue was also just not seeing things as clearly as he needed to, and I think that helped cause some problems for him and the lack of comfort in this offense. I know people will get tired of hearing that, and until he shows in a new scheme that he's a different quarterback, but I thought he gave us glimpses of that for sure through the first two preseason games. Those are going to be legitimate criticism points.
Without question, he showed any. Now he's got to show it when the games matter. And I think, like we talked about all along, and we saw glimpses of it, throwing the ball down the field, chunk plays. That's what this team needs to do. And you might not see it in week one and two. I'll say urge a little bit of patience there.
Yeah.
Because Josh Gordon is a difference maker. Josh Gordon, in my opinion, is one of the top 12 talents. Didn't say complete players. I said one of the top 12 physical talents at the wide receiver position in the NFL, and he's going to change the way that this team plays on offense.
And regarding T.J. Ward, again, Daryl's point about the tackling or the fundamentals of the game, I think you could probably say there's an inconsistency there. I don't know that it's horrendous. I think that's a little too strong. But is it up yes. to the level? Is it up to? And that's my word. I know that wasn't a word
sure.
Daryl used, but Daryl pretty much said it's not good.
Not up to
not
snuff.
Good. Not up to snuff. And when you compare him with Joe Hayden, and you know Joe and they're joined at the hip in so many
Joe's
ways.
Joe's a very sure tackler.
But Joe's a sure tackler. Joe's a better overall talent. Joe, through his first three seasons, has put himself at the elite level of cornerbacks, or certainly in that neighborhood. And TJ has not. But TJ's also been hurt. I think the time that TJ's missed has taken away from some of that. I don't know if that's also affected. This would be a little leap on my part, but I don't think it's an unfair guess to say if you're not physically sound, if you're not doing right physically, and eventually you find yourself out of games, how good are you going to be at the most physical part of the game, tackling?
It is going to be tough. And I'll say this for T.J. Ward in his defense. He had, of all the safeties last year tracked by Pro Football Focus, he had the number two stop percentage, which was 10.3%. He only had four missed tackles, and he had 22 stops. So when you look at that ratio, that's pretty good. I mean, there were guys like Malcolm Jenkins down in New Orleans who had 14 missed tackles and only 14 stops. So he had one of the better stop percentages. He also had one of the better stop to missed tackle ratios. I think everybody would agree that Eric Weddle is one of the best safeties in the game. 27 stops, 6 mixed tackles. So while it may not be textbook, I think he does tackle with his shoulder quite a bit, but quite frankly, he delivers a big blow with his shoulder,
yeah.
And people seem to go to the ground. So at the end of the day, those results are what matter.
And again, I'm eager to see what the new TJ Ward, I'm using that term, new Ward in this scheme looks like, in a scheme that will make use of him in different ways than he's been used
Correct.
Before. Ray Horton has plans, and I know TJ's very excited. We got glimpses of this on the practice field in Berea in
yeah.
training camp, where you could see him in different spots, and you could see that, I won't use the exact comparison of talent, but the comparison of role to a Troy Polamalu. It's
Ed,
that
right.
kind of thing, and Ed Reed to some degree. I think there will be more leeway, more freedom on Ward's part to be in different places for the sake of, I mean, he's going to know where he wants to be, but he's going to be in different places to add to the confusion of that quarterback.
And he's one of the better safeties within 8 yards of the line of scrimmage at the snap last year. That's where he had 17 of his 22 stops on the season. And believe it or not, that 17 ranked him fourth among all safeties last year behind Eric Berry, Eric Weddle, Quentin Michael. And Eric Berry and Eric Weddle, certainly two of the better safeties in the league. So I think you're going to see a lot more versatility in what you get out of T.J. Ward. And I think if Ray Horton knows how to do anything on the defensive side of the ball, it is make sure that his playmakers are in positions to make plays. And I think this defense is going to be counting on T.J. Ward to be a playmaker this year, and I think he's going to get some opportunities to do just that.
I agree. Dino, we got some tweets?
Yeah, from Wolfpack West, and you can tweet the show always at Browns_daily. Is it a concern to you guys that all cornerbacks are 5'10 and under on this roster?
I've said that it's a little bit of a concern for me. I think that, you know, in this day and age with the NFL, as the outside receivers are getting bigger and stronger, you see what two physical corners like Richard Sherman and Brandon Browner can do in Seattle, and you see how dominant they can be against the run and also in coverage, taking away pretty much every type of route on the route tree that there is. And these guys don't grow on trees. Richard Sherman, great draft pick. I believe he was a fifth-round pick of the Seattle Seahawks. So it's hard to find. I do think that becomes a little bit of a problem because think about it. If you're playing the Browns offense, and we saw this in practice in training camp, at least I certainly felt this way, they played kind of basketball against those corners. You could throw the ball up to Josh Gordon. Right. You could throw it up to Greg Little. The few days that David Nelson was out there in camp, you could throw the ball up to David Nelson. So I think there are some problems with it, but at the end of the day, if you can cover and be in the position to knock the ball down, Joe Hayden had the best pass breakup percentages in the NFL, then that's ultimately what matters more than your height.
Got to be physical. I mean, the height thing is could be an issue, but I think it's less of an issue if your positioning is good.
If your technique.
You can still, your mirroring ability is going to be good. If it's all about you just trying to outjump somebody, that is a problem. But if you're actually covering the player and denying them certain, remember, it's how you reroute them. And yeah, I just talked with Brandon Browner last night on a SiriusXM NFL radio show. And, you know, he was talking about that part where it's press coverage, where you're jamming people at the line of scrimmage. You maybe get a little of that with smaller guys, but you can do different things to reroute them to and disrupt that timing. It's really all about that. So, all right, this has been a fun show, and we've got to thank Andrew Mason for being part of this, and we got to thank Tom Withers for being part of this, and we got to thank Andy Kent from Dolphins.com for being a part of this, Mason covering the Broncos.
And your big preview show tonight.
Preview show tonight with Michael Regei on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Going to have Joe Hayden and Trent Richardson on that show. Be sure you're tuning in 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. It'll be on that. And stay around for the Hooligans. That's next. Vic and Nathan, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.